It's time for Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/the duck.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jason with DryZone, and we're here today with a program that we call Under Your House with DryZone, or Under Your Home with DryZone. Usually we have Bill Anderson, one of the co-owners of the company, with us, but he's not able to be here today. So Troy is going to be our guest, and he's going to ask some questions that he has concerning crawl spaces. On our last show, we ran out of time when we were talking about crawl spaces, so we're going to continue today with some more questions. And hopefully we'll be able to answer some more of your questions. And don't forget, you can contact us anytime at 1-855-DryZone, and that's a toll-free number, or email me at jason@dryzone.com, or you can get a hold of Bill at bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com.
It's a pleasure being able to sit in here and ask some of the questions that, as a homeowner, I have a lot of concerns. Like last week when we were talking on the radio and we talked about crawl space and whether we should keep it open in the winter or close in the summer, or do we need it? I mean, these are just typical things that me as a homeowner really just want to know on a daily basis. So let's talk about rotten wood in my crawl space. Can you elaborate on that?
Troy, I would be happy to elaborate on that. This is another really big reason to control the humidity in your crawl space. Extreme moisture in a crawl space is absorbed by the wood members of your house. And the wood members are your floor joists, the girder, the sill plate, the rim joists, and the subfloor. Now, when the moisture content in the wood exceeds 10 to 14%, the wood starts to deteriorate. In other words, it's going to rot. Now, we've seen floor joists so deteriorated and so saturated with water that you could actually stick a pencil through them. Now, when this happens, you're looking at major, major dollars to correct your problem. In fact, it's not unusual to see floor joists that are so wet that they have lost their structural integrity and have started to compress over top of the girder. Now, when you start to have problems with the wood members of your house, as I said earlier, you're talking about major dollars to fix them. And you can avoid all these potential problems by controlling the humidity underneath your house.
So as a homeowner, I should be checking out my crawl space just to be on the safe side.
You sure should be.
Is there a time on, like, once a summer, twice a summer, in the wintertime? Is there any special time I should be checking this out?
Well, probably spring is the best time, because that's when our humidity tends to be the highest. And the humidity, of course, on the Delmarva Peninsula is traditionally high anyway. And this causes one of the issues in a crawl space, with the increased humidity that causes wood rot.
And if I find any problems, then I should pick up the phone and dial 1-855-DryZone.
That's correct. We'll make an appointment with you and be right out.
Let's talk about the material that you use as a liner.
Okay, Troy, last week on our show, we were talking about how we encapsulated a crawl space and the process that we went through to do this. And I'm just going to quickly hit that again so that our listeners today are aware of it. We remove the debris and level the ground. We address any groundwater issues. We install the clean space liner and wrap the piers. We extend the liner up the walls to within 3 inches of the sill plate. We install a sump pump. We seal the cracks. We install a quality dehumidifier, and we replace the crawl space door if necessary. Now, those were the things we elaborated on last week, but you've questioned now the liner. We use a product called Clean Space, and it's designed especially for use in crawl spaces, and it's a 20 mil thick reinforced vinyl material made up of several layers. It carries a 25-year warranty.
Wow.
That's a lot more than you'll find anybody else. Now, the seams are sealed with a special tape to create an airtight and watertight surface. And while we're talking about materials, let's briefly talk about our sump pumps and our dehumidifiers. Our sump pump has a cast iron housing with a steel impeller, and it's placed in a one-piece molded sump with an airtight lid. Now, the airtight lid prevents moisture from evaporating out of the sump into the air, because this is what we're trying to control, is the moisture in the air. Now, there's also a surface drain on the airtight lid and an alarm to warn you if the pump should stop working due to an electrical failure. Now, you might say, why is there a surface drain on this lid? Mm-hmm. Well, don't forget, once we've installed this liner, your crawl space is almost going to be like an empty swimming pool. But if you should get a water pipe that breaks, you're going to have water on that crawl space. And when the water reaches the sump pump, it's going to be able to go into the surface drain and drain down into the pump. And at the same time, the alarm that's on this sump pump, there's actually two alarms on it. One is for a surface water situation. It will go off to alert you that you have an issue with a broken pipe in your basement so that you don't go forever with water running down your crawl space. Right. The surface drain is designed so that no air and no moisture can come up from the sump. It has a ball in it, and this ball floats when there's water that gets into the drain and it allows the water to go down into the sump pump itself. Now, actually, we have several pumps and several sump pump configurations to choose from, including one with a battery backup in case the power fails. Now, around here in the summertime, especially when we get electrical storms, and also in the wintertime when we get that occasional ice storm that breaks down the power lines, we're without power. Now, the electric backup pump that can be installed, the battery backup pump that can be installed will pump up to 11,000 gallons of water on one battery charge.
Wow.
That's a lot of water. Yeah. Now, this battery is set up in such a way that it's kept charged continually by being plugged into your electrical system. And it's just a super thing to have if you're in a situation where you think you might lose power and you do have a water issue in your crawl space. Our dehumidifiers are really top of the line. And we have several to choose from, but we have one that is specifically designed for crawl spaces. It's a low-profile unit, and it has two filters in it. Now, these filters are designed so that they can remove up to remove particles up to 2 microns in size. Now, this will include your mold spores and your dust mite droppings and all that sort of thing. So it actually is cleaning the air in your crawl space. Also, last week we talked about odors coming up from your crawl space. Mm-hmm. And there is also an optional charcoal filter that can be added to this dehumidifier. And basically what a charcoal filter does, it takes the odors out of your air. Even once your crawl space has been encapsulated and the dehumidifier installed, this will take most of the odors out anyway, but the charcoal filter will be the icing on the cake.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Under Your Home with Dry Zone. Toll-free number 1-855-DRY-ZONE, 1-855-DRY-ZONE. Any of the questions that we're talking about here today, people can email you and can say, Jason, I heard the show. Can you give me more information about that, or can you come out and talk to me, correct?
This is absolutely correct. All they have to do is give us a phone call, and we will set an appointment and have someone come out to their house and meet with them. And we're very flexible in our meeting times. We do daytime meetings and appointments, and we also do early evening appointments.
Okay, so if I work till 5 o'clock, I can say, can you come by at 6? Because I don't get off until 5. It's going to take me an hour to get home. That's okay.
You've got it, Troy, but are you going to feed me dinner?
Okay, that's all right. I'll feed you. Okay, that's not a problem. The toll-free number is 1-855-DRY-ZONE, 1-855-DRY-ZONE, jason@dryzone.com, or you can visit him on the website, which is www.dryzone.com. When a crawl space is encapsulated, does this tend to make the house a little warmer?
Oh, definitely, Troy, because you're eliminating the air coming in from all those cracks and leakage points around your house. And another advantage, too, when you encapsulate a crawl space is that the floors of your house are going to be warmer in the wintertime because the crawl space is warmer. That's a proven fact that dry air is not only cheaper to heat, but it's also cheaper to cool. So it's a win-win situation.
Let's talk about warranty. Can we talk about warranty when we're talking about what you're doing here, going under the crawl space and things like that? Is there a warranty that we can talk about?
Is there a warranty?
Yes.
There sure is, Troy. We've got one of the greatest warranties going. And our warranty on this crawl space encapsulation system is 25 years. Yes, you heard right, folks, 25 years. Now, here's the great part of that warranty. It's not costing you anything additional, number one. And number two, it's a nationally backed warranty. Now, what do I mean by nationally backed warranty? Well, let me explain that to you. A lot of companies will give you a warranty. But what happens if they go out of business? You've got no warranty. When we buy these products from our manufacturer, we pay them a little bit extra each time we buy them for them to back us up on our warranty. So if Bill decides he wants to retire and go out of business, and you have an issue with a problem or a problem with any of the crawl space materials that we have installed, the company that we buy these from will back our warranty. What they will do, until they establish another dealer in our area, they will send someone in from another area, either New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Western Maryland, or Virginia, to cover our warranty. So it's not only locally backed by DryZone, it's nationally backed also.
So I could just call the number and say, hey, I got a 25-year warranty. I only used 13 of those 25 years. What can you do for me? And I know I'm going to be taken care of.
That's absolutely correct. It's peace of mind.
Peace of mind. I like the way you put that. It's peace of mind. Earlier, you mentioned that you replaced the crawl space entrance door if necessary. Is there something other than the rusty metal one that I have that is available?
There sure is, Troy. You know, everybody's familiar with that old rusty metal crawl space
door. I know.
Door.
Please tell me that when you go to homes, you see a lot of them. I mean, I'm not the only one with it.
You're not the only one.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I feel better.
Unless crawl space has done their crawl space, they've still got an old rusty door or an old rotten wooden one, one of the two. But yes, the problem with those metal doors is, number one, they're going to rust. Eventually, they'll get holes in them. They're not an airtight seal. And the other thing is, after a while, the little channel that they have to slide into gets filled up with dirt and debris, and you can't even get them closed. We have something that is a great improvement over the old metal doors. We actually go in and we remove that old steel frame and the steel door, and we install a new frame and a new door that's made out of an inorganic material that will not rot. And this door can also be painted if you want to paint it. It holds paint very nicely. The other nice thing about this door is it has a seal on it, so that when you close it, you have an airtight entrance into your crawl space area. Now, there is another very unique product that we have if you want to replace your crawl space door. It's called a turtle.
Okay.
And it's sort of a misleading name, perhaps, but it got that name because it has a lid that lifts up on it, and it sort of looks like a turtle shell. But it's a molded fiberglass unit, and it projects from the house, has a lift-up lid, and it makes it a lot easier to gain access to your crawl space, especially those crawl space accesses that are partially below grade level. In other words, you're probably familiar, if you've got one that's below grade level, you have to be a contortionist to get into your crawl space. The turtle eliminates that problem, and it makes it for very easy access. Even though you might not be going down in your crawl space ever, you're probably going to have service people going down there to check your heater or air conditioning unit or air handler, or even your plumber going down to check a leak or something like that. So it makes it very convenient for them also.
We've got to take a break, but I want to give out some telephone numbers and also some email addresses if people want to get in touch with you and talk to you about anything that we talked about here today.
Okay, Troy, we're easy to get a hold of. You can reach us at toll-free at 1-855-DRYZONE. You can email me at jason@dryzone.com, or you can get a hold of Bill Anderson, the co-owner of the company, at bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the World Wide Web at www.dryzone.com.
And we'll be back with more of Under Your Home with DryZone right after this.
Do you want to cut energy costs and save up to 20% on your heating bill each month? Let DryZone show you how. DryZone will install a clean space encapsulation system in your crawl space and save you money. When your crawl space is encapsulated by DryZone, your heating system won't work so hard, your tile and hardwood floors won't be cold, and your crawl space becomes great for storage. DryZone offers interest-free financing for 18 months. Don't be left out in the cold. Call DryZone today, 888-617-0360, or online at DryZone.com.
Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful.
I help my mom and dad.
I help my teacher put all her mail away.
Friendly, courteous, and kind.
Be good to other people.
Obedient, cheerful, thrifty.
When I go to a Scout overnight, I'm cheerful.
Brave, clean, and reverent.
To be brave is to stand up for what you believe in.
To not be kind of out of it when there's a bear, like, next to you or something.
Be a Scout!
For more information on scouting in our community, contact me, Dan Miller, at 410-443-8847 or go to beascout.org.
Every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood.
And that's why, more than ever, we need you. Hi, it's Michael Waite.
Along with Carrie Aiken from Blood Bank of Delmarva.
Right here on the Delmarva Peninsula alone, 350 donors are needed every day to meet the local demand for blood.
With just one blood donation, you can save up to 3 lives.
Donations keep cancer patients, those with heart and blood vessel disease, burn victims, and many others alive. In fact, we serve close to 20,000 patients every year.
Giving blood only takes about an hour of your time.
It's easy and convenient. There are places to give blood all over Delmarva. At least one is close to where you live or work.
Plus, during our Summer Blood Challenge, you can win great prizes like Visa gift cards up to $500, a trip for two to New York City, and an Alaskan cruise.
But the first step you need to take is to join the blood bank and make an appointment to give blood.
Call 1-888-8BLOOD-8 or visit us online at delmarvablood.org.
Be someone's hero. Give blood.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're talking about crawl spaces. This is actually the second program in a row concerning crawl spaces because the first one, we ran out of time. And we consider this such an important issue that we've decided to take it into the second program, just dealing with crawl spaces. Delmarva Peninsula is noted for very high humidity, high groundwater tables, and issues with crawl spaces. There's probably more crawl spaces on the Delmarva Peninsula than there are basements. So this is why we're hitting this issue pretty hard.
And you know, I want to go back just a bit for people who have just tuned in and talk about the crawl space. And I asked a question, you know, because once again, I don't live in the crawl space of my home, so I don't see a need to go under there, not unless it's a plumber or not unless the guy's coming in to fix the heating system. I don't feel that there's a need for me to go under there. So, but you're saying to me, Troy, really, especially in the summertime, you should go when the humidity is high. Everybody who owns a home who has crawl space should go and check it out. And if I see standing water in my crawl space, should I be concerned?
Definitely be concerned if you see standing water, but you don't always see standing water when you have an issue.
Okay.
Because your humidity level and the vapor in the crawl space can be excessive even without standing water. And of course, this is due from air infiltration from the outside. Now, let's face it, our humidity here on the Delmarva Peninsula is really high most of the time in the summer. And when you take, let's just take, for instance, an 85 degree temperature with an 85% humidity coming in through a crawl space vent and hitting the crawl space air, which is much cooler, and the water pipes that are a lot cooler, and the air conditioning ducts that are a lot cooler, what's going to happen? You're going to have condensation.
Right.
Condensation creates the moisture, which creates the vapor, which creates the problems.
So, if I go in my crawl space and I see a spider, should I be concerned?
Oh, not necessarily concerned with a spider, but crawl spaces are a habitat for all kinds of varmints.
Okay.
Not only spiders, but bugs and crickets and also snakes.
Thanks.
We run into a snake once in a while. In fact, the other day, one of our inspectors ran into one very unexpectedly and sort of scared the dickens out of him because it looked a little bit like a copperhead, but
right.
It turned out to be what they call a rat snake.
And the reason why they're under there is because it's kind of cool.
Well, it's not only cool, but there's moisture, and,
okay.
And most of these insects and bugs require moisture to live, and a lot of them like dark places,
nice.
Which is your crawl space. And when we encapsulate that crawl space and we do away with the moisture, we do away with the bugs.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, remember to check the crawl space because it is important. And once again, like Jason said, if there is lying water in that crawl space, you need to pick up the phone and at least say, I need somebody to come down here and inspect this right away.
This is true, Troy. And as I said earlier, you don't have to have standing water to have an issue. But one of the things, if you're a homeowner and you're actually going to be checking this yourself to look for, is the fact that you might have some water stains on your blocks, your foundation walls, on the blocks. This would indicate that at some point in time you did have standing water. Another place that you can look is on the piers that support your girder. A pier will wick water. It's just like a wick. So if it has water stains on it, it's another issue, or another indication, I should say, that you have a water issue. You can look at your pipes. If they have moisture on them, dripping water on them, you've got an issue. You've got humidity that is way too high. As far as the wood members of your house are concerned, it's not a thing situation where you're going to be able to determine yourself whether the moisture content is really too high. We can do that for you. Another thing to look for, most homes, when they're built, the codes require that some kind of a ground cover be put down. And what most of your contractors install is a 6 mil polyethylene plastic that's laid down and just lapped over. Seams are not sealed in any way. Over a period of time, with tradespeople going in, this material gets moved around, so some of the ground is exposed. But the other thing that happens is if you ever get water in there and it's going to lay on top of this polyethylene plastic, it's going to bring with it dirt. And when it evaporates, it's going to leave the dirt. So if you've got spots that show dirt on top of your polyethylene, it's an indication that you probably at some time have had water in there.
So anything we're talking about here today, checking a crawl space, things to look for, Jason is one of the guys who can speak on this. If you have a nonprofit organization or a school or a rental company, you come and you talk about these types of things and things you should look for.
Yes, we do. Education is a big thing with our company, not only for the general public, educating them about the problems and issues that they have, but also our own people are continually going to continuing education programs on the products that we sell.
How many people are working for DryZone?
We actually have 5 salespeople that work for us. We have an office staff of 4. And we have installation crews, about a dozen on the different crews that we have
there. There's a good staff that's working out and about covering Del Mar.
Covering Del Mar.
And let's look at the map when we say Del Mar, just to make sure that everybody knows what we're talking about. When we say Del Mar, we're talking northeast, southwest. Give me some towns.
We're going from the Pennsylvania line down to the tip of Virginia and from ocean to bay.
You got it. So that's the Delmarva Peninsula that you guys cover.
That's correct.
What would it cost for someone from your company to come back and take a look at my crawl space and tell me if I have any issues that need to be looked at or talked about?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, wow.
If you think you might have one of the issues that we've been talking about here, give us a call at 1-855-DRYZONE. We'll make an appointment for one of our inspectors to visit your home, make an inspection of your crawl space, and when he does this, he's going to take a lot of photographs in your crawl space. He's also going to measure the humidity outside, in other words, the air outside of your crawl space. He's also going to measure the humidity in your crawl space. In addition to that, he has a little gadget where he can measure the moisture content of the wood members in your crawl space, the floor joists, girders, and etc. And once he comes out of the crawl space, he is going to go up in your house and meet with you. He's going to take his laptop computer. He's going to load these pictures onto his computer, and he's going to show you exactly what he has found in your crawl space. Now, it might be you don't have an issue. It might be you have an issue that only requires a minor thing to take care of it, or if you have an issue that requires more, he can take care of that also. But what he's going to do is design something that is going to solve the issues that you have. He's also going to show you on his computer a short video of how we go about installing these products and what the products look like.
Right.
This is important for you to know what you're buying. Now, here's the big thing, Troy.
Okay.
On the spot, he's going to be able to quote you a price for doing this.
Wow.
Unlike a lot of our competitors who send somebody out to go under and take a bunch of pictures and take them back to the office, and some guy sitting in an air-conditioned office, and he's going to figure your price without ever having to see the crawl space itself except for the pictures.
Right.
We don't do that way. we take the pictures, and the guy that does the inspection also is capable of quoting you the price for doing the job.
Right.
I think I see a question popping into your mind right now, so I'm going to head it off.
Go ahead. Let's see how good you are.
I think you're going to say, Jason, how much is it going to cost for me to get this done? You know, Troy?
He's good.
I really can't answer that
right.
Because what it's going to cost is going to depend on what's required to solve your issue.
Okay.
And so we can't just have a blanket figure that we're going to quote you for what it's going to cost.
Right.
Next question you might have is, well, you know, I really might not be able to afford right now what it's going to cost. Well, Troy, we've addressed that issue also.
I'm just going to cross all my questions and let you play Troy and Jason at the same time. But that's a good point.
So what we have done, we have arrangements with some institutions where we can have the job financed for you. And we have a number of different programs. And the person that quotes you the price at your house will be able to go over these programs with you and be able to lead you to where to go to get your financing if you need it.
Right.
You hit a point. This is your home.
This is your home.
This is your home. When you have an issue, you do not want to let this issue go.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be addressed. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of a horror story, and this happened to one of our other dealers in another area, and it was not actually a crawl space issue, but it will demonstrate how quickly you need to act on something. This was on a basement. And it was a foundation issue, and the wall was bowing in.
Uh-oh.
He called one of our friends that has a dealership. The friend went out, looked at the basement wall bowing, quoted him a price for stabilizing the basement wall, and told him, you need to address this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy said, well, I'm going to have to think about it for a while. Well, what happened that night? His basement wall caved in.
Oh, no.
Now, should he have said go with it right then on the spot, the dealer wouldn't have been able to get to it that quick. But that gives you an idea of how quickly something can happen. So you don't want to let an issue with your home not be addressed and corrected, because down the road it's going to cost you more money, lot more money.
And take into consideration, it is your home, and you're going to be living there for the next 50 or 60 years, so you want to make sure that everything is addressed and addressed properly.
This is true. At some point in time, your home's going to be sold.
That's right.
Whether it's you, your children, or somebody. And if that home has issues, then they're not going to get the price for it that they should get. Now, other thing that our inspector is going to do when he visits you, he's going to leave you with a book, and it's called Crawl Space Science. And this book is written in layman's terms. I mean, you can understand it. It doesn't have engineering talk in it.
I can understand it.
You can understand it.
I'm loving it.
As what I tell people, it's first grade level.
Okay.
And it's very well written.
Right.
And it's very plain. And it explains exactly what the conditions are and what the solutions to these conditions are also. So, in short, we can design you a program to take care of any issue that you have.
I've got to get down the hall because I got to get ready for another show, which is coming up in about another minute or so. But I do want to give out some phone numbers, and I do want to give out some email addresses, and I do want to give out a website.
Okay, Troy, here we go. I hope you all have your pencil ready. You can reach us toll-free at 1-855-DRYZONE. You can email me at jason@dryzone.com. or Bill Anderson at bill@dryzone.com, or check us out on the web at www.dryzone.com. Thanks for being with me this morning, Troy.
I'm enjoying this. Is Bill coming back, or is, you know, tell him to stay out a couple of more weeks. I'm kind of enjoying it.
Well, I've tried to get him to stay out a couple more weeks. Actually, he's very busy right now. You know, it's summertime. We've got fairs and different shows in
this
different areas.
Yeah.
We try to participate in all of these as a part of our educational process.
You got it. Well, it's been a pleasure being with you on Under Your Home with DryZone. Let's give out that number once again, 1-855-DRYZONE, 1-855-DRYZONE, and let's give out those email addresses.
Jason@DryZone.com, Bill@DryZone.com, or check us on the web, www.DryZone.com.
Jason, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Troy.
You've been listening to Under Your Home with DryZone. DryZone in Milton, Delaware, your complete source for basement and crawl space waterproofing, foundation repair, and basement finishing. 24-hour service. We never sleep at DryZone. 888-617-0363 or online at dryzone.com/theduck.